When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
That's right, man. Johnny Kemp bringing us in. It's Fly Jams Friday. Dan just got out of the TARDIS. He's DJ Shagru. I am Wiki Wiki Nikki. Esmeralda is Esmeralda the Heart Melda. She's probably asleep right now. And then Viggity Viggity Vic is in the newsroom. We want to hear from you. Get your requests in now. Anything funky, anything R&B, anything fly. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Fly Jams Friday will begin after the news, which is up next.
I know you'd like to thank you. Don't stay, but lean a little bit closer, see. Roses really smell like boo-boo-boo. Yeah, roses really smell like boo-boo-boo. I know you like to thank you. Don't stay, but lean a little bit closer, see. Roses really smell like boo-boo-boo.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You know, I put Fartula and Count Fartenstein away, and I really could have just like piggybacked right off of that. I'm glad that you were able to find the censored version.
Yes.
Of that. That's Outkast, by the way, with Roses. I love that song.
Oh, it's fantastic. And it, unfortunately, it got swallowed up by the Hey Ya phenomenon.
Yeah.
Because that was the second single off that album.
Yeah.
That portion of the album, I should say.
Right.
And because Hey Ya was such a big hit, I think it just kind of got lost in the shuffle.
You know how hip and current the movie Night School is? They have a big dance number to Hey Ya.
Ah.
It takes place now, I want to say, not 2003. Takes place in 2018. I just wanted to make sure that that was a... people realize that. All right. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Let's get you in here. Get your requests in now. DJ Shagru is ready to spin. Spin, spin, spin. So are you going to, Dan, DJ Shagru, are you going to go to the mixtape tour?
You know, I heard there was quite a lineup, but, you know, obviously does feature the Salt and Pepper.
Yeah.
As well as the Naughty by Nature,
yeah.
Which was the one of that listing. I was like, Naughty by Nature, huh?
That is kind of an, I know, I thought so too, because the other ones are all, I mean, well, Salt and Pepper, you know, are more, but Naughty by Nature seems a little bit edgier.
Right.
Than the other
Pepper
ones.
Could get risque, but it was still bubble gummy.
Yeah.
But Naughty by Nature, there's some explicit,
yeah.
Understood things going on there.
Yeah, absolutely. But they're just, you know, they just want to get the entire crowd to go, hip hop, hooray, oh, hey.
Mm-hmm.
I love that song.
It's a fantastic song.
It's a great song.
That was, well, you're talking about roller skate rink memories.
Oh.
That was a big one when I was a youth roller skating in grade school.
Is that right? God, you're making me feel really old. That's what we would sing.
And no PP.
That, yeah. Well, I mean, those are both their biggest hits. They've got more than that, though. They're really good. That song was we would sing that in when we go to Wrigley in the right field bleachers. If the Cubs did something good or scored a run, we'd go, hey, oh, hey. We used to get like half of the right field bleachers to do that. That was when we were going like every game,
right?
You know, so
who had the rant about 70% of the world is working and
Lee Elia. Oh yeah, 1983. Yeah. It's fantastic. You can't play it on the radio. No, I mean, that's one of the greatest meltdowns. I mean, it's seriously, he goes off on the fans at Wrigley. But they were terrible in 83. They were a terrible team. But Lee Elia, that's like legendary. That's legendary. I still prefer Hal McCray. You know, I mean, I love Lee Elia because it's hilarious and it's about the Cubs and it's about Wrigley and the fans and he goes off on them. But that's fantastic.
Right.
But Hal McCray in his long johns, whipping stuff, making reporters bleed and stuff. ripping phones out of the wall. It's the best. It's the best sports meltdown. If you've not seen it, it's fantastic.
I read an interesting article in Sports Illustrated. I think it was the 2 issues ago, but they were talking about when the Yankees came back from 14 games down to claim the crown over the Red Sox, and they explained that a big part of it was the fact that the New York newspapers had gone on strike, and up until that point, it was just a soap opera, you know, because you had Billy Martin, you had Reggie Jackson, you had Steinbrenner, all just getting drunk and trashing each other.
Yeah.
And so, like, every day the newspapers had some other thing to talk about or write about. And, you know, this guy said this thing and this guy said this thing. Yeah. And then the press operators went on strike because technology was starting to come in and their jobs were threatened, and so they were trying to, you know, at least secure some form of transition slash some form of jobs.
Right.
So the paper didn't publish for you know, weeks at a time, and like a lot of in the players were attributing the fact that like there was nobody to pit us against each other, even though they really, really, you know, the reporters were just reporting what was going on.
Right.
But they were like, it kind of like brought everybody down a notch, and everybody calmed down, and then all of a sudden everybody started hitting and playing better and again. But it was fascinating because they told these stories about just how these reporters would go and report on this team, and then they would just meet Billy Martin at the bar, the hotel bar, and then just they'd all get sloshed together.
Well, that must have been pretty interesting to have that happen. Billy Martin, what a character that guy.
Mm-hmm.
And all that stuff between him and Steinbrenner, man. It was, how many times did he get fired?
I think it was 5 total, if I remember correctly.
Oh man, yeah, that was some pretty funny stuff. And again, you know obviously the rivalry between the Red Sox and the Yankees, which just ended. I mean, this season for the Yankees ended. The Red Sox won. My friend Bill Janovitz is very happy, very very happy. But yeah, I mean, that adds to the soap opera as well. So, all right. Anyway, Lee Elia, God bless him. All right. Paxton wanted to hear this.
If I tell you how I feel, will you keep bringing out the best in me? You give me the sweet.
Yeah. Fly. Hey, you know who loved that song?
Hey, listen.
And by the way, Joe's birthday today.
Aww.
He would have been 53. It's also would have been his wedding anniversary as well. Because Joe was like, let's just get married on my birthday.
Easy way to not forget.
Yeah, exactly. Susan is his widow. You know, because we used to call, I don't know if I told you we used to call him the Don.
I've heard his last name, refer to him as.
His last name is Donatello. And so he would be the Don. And he, you know, and the whole, he played the whole Godfather thing up. He loved the nickname, you know, and he played the whole Godfather thing up. And his license plate, his Illinois license plate was the Don 9. And so, you know, Susan is his widow. And late last night, she changed her background photo on Facebook to the license plate.
Very nice. Yeah, so. Please tell me they had a DJ at the wedding and a band.
Yeah, they had a DJ. And Joe was like, this guy doesn't know what the hell he's doing. I should go up there right now and just start mixing. And I was like, you can't, Joe. This is your wedding. It's your reception. I don't care. What the hell does this guy think he's doing, you know?
I ran into something similar at my wedding where I made a couple suggestions on songs to be played back-to-back and things like that. And the DJ was like, but that's not the right sample rate. And I'm like, trust me, man, just play it like this. We're going to have a good time. He's like, I can't do it, though. It won't work. And I'm just like,
he wanted to keep the flow going.
He wanted, he just didn't think they could. Yeah, they
course. But what were, do you remember? What
it was? It was going to be we were going to do 2 Usher songs.
Fly.
Yes, and so it was going to be Hey, Mr. DJ into Yeah.
Yeah!
Because Hey Mr. DJ is my favorite Usher song, and then Yeah is the crowd pleaser.
Right.
But he said he couldn't.
He said he couldn't do it.
Yeah, so we just went Yeah.
You should have just took out your DJ chagrin.
I mean, so that's why I'm pathetic.
That's why I don't know what the hell is wrong with this guy.
I'm just like, come on, man. Yeah. They're just two songs. You could walk away. That's 8 minutes of music. Go take a bathroom break.
Yeah. You're drinking for free anyway, so what the hell? Yeah. Now, but Joe, you know, we would get, if Joe, who's, by the way, Joe, my friend Joe, passed away 10 years on Thanksgiving. 10 years, like, I can't remember the exact date, but he died on Thanksgiving in 08. But he would have been 53 today. And at any time, like, somebody would, like, you know, like, if he was at a party or if he was in a club, oh, this guy sucks. I should go up to the booth right now and rescue this guy because this is embarrassing.
It's like the guy in the Verizon commercial on the beach who couldn't get his playlist to stream.
Yeah, yeah. But this is just, you know, because Joe used to DJ parties and stuff all the time before he even became like a record producer, which he ended up doing. And he would DJ all the time. He took a lot of pride in his, listen, I know how to get the party going and keeping it going. This guy's an idiot. So he was the best, Joe. Hey, phone lines are open. If you want to get a request in, let's go. It is Fly Jams Friday, so that means get a little R&B going, a little funky stuff. Get them in, and DJ Chagrin will play them for you. Phone lines are open right now at 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200 for your Fly Jam requests. Get them in now. All right, let's do some weather here. Here's your forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Today, a few scattered showers, mainly south, and a high of around 46. For tonight, clearing, colder, freezing temps possible early tomorrow morning, a low around 32. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high near 53. For Sunday, partly cloudy, a high near 54. And for Monday, more clouds and a high around 48. It is currently 39 degrees at O'Hare. It's 39 at Midway, 41 at the lakefront. So we'll take this break, and when we come back, let's get your Fly Jams going, get your requests in, and we'll do more Fly Jams. And we have an express. That's right. We got a Blackhawks Express. Man, they blew that game last night. You'll hear. This is the fourth overtime game in a row. So, all right. Yeah, we got a Blackhawks Express coming up, too. But get your Fly Jam requests in. 312-981-7200. Girl, your stare, those eyes, I love it when you look at me, baby. Your lips, your smile, I love it when you kiss me, baby. Your hips, those thighs. And now, who's featured on that?
Ashanti.
That's right. It was Ashanti. All right. That's a fly jam. All fly. There we go. So 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We have one request here. Let's go to Chuck. Hey, Chuck.
Yeah, good morning.
Morning.
Would have been Cole's birthday this past Tuesday, same day as John Lennon. I thought we should play Ladies Night in honor of that.
All right. Oh, yes, it's Ladies Night, and the feeling's right. Fly. All right. Thank you, Chuck. There's a little request there if you want to jump in. 312-981-7200. Hey, Dan, you know who's playing the Chicago Theater tomorrow?
Who's that?
Kansas.
Oh.
I just saw it on Dean's weekend preview.
Very nice.
Dean gave First Man an A, and he gave Bad Times at the El Royale a B.
Oh, very nice. So. Tying things in together from early week, my parents are back from Spain.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Which means they are only listening to us intermittently as opposed to on the bus ride to various locations. So they weren't up listening, but they're going to the Eagles on Monday.
Oh, are they?
Yes, they are.
They should bring Timothy Beach Schmidt,
right,
back to the house.
They should say, like, hey, Timothy, I believe you know my daughter. My daughter-in-law.
All right. Another request for a Fly Jam. Here's Mary on WGN. Hi, Mary.
Hi. Hi.
Hi,
Nick.
Hey.
Happy Friday.
Same to you.
I just wanted to play I Love Music by the OJs. I love WGN. I love Fridays. And this is going out to my family, Sylvia and Claire. I love them, too.
Okay, here we go. Can't go wrong with the OJs. That's the truth. Mary, thanks. And that goes out to her family. Have a great weekend, Mary. And 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Let's get a couple more here. 773 area code requested People's Choice, Do It Any Way You Wanna. Do it any way you wanna. Do it any way you wanna. That's how you do it. All right. One more, and then we'll be back for Fly Jams next week. Peggy requested this classic by the Supremes. Obviously, that's about as fly as you can get. That's a great way to close out Fly Jams Friday for the week. We'll do it again next Friday. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll be back with the news. Of course, we'll be back Monday. The movie reviews, lots of big movies to talk about for the movie reviews. And my dad will call in and tell a joke. That's all coming up on Monday. Stay tuned for the news, followed by the opening bell.